Good afternoon. On Wednesday, April 17th, the ground shook in West Texas. The deafening blow was so great, it collapsed buildings and it broke hearts. But it could not break this community. As impossible as it may seem to all of you right now, it has and will strengthen our community. The day the disaster struck, a group of brave men chose to fight an enormous fire, knowing their lives were on the line. They would not have had it any other way. They did it because they knew their friends, their families, and their neighbors were in grave danger. In the end, 12 of those men sacrificed their lives for their community. That is what firefighters are often called to do. And the noble story of their selflessness traveled far, far beyond the rumblings that occurred on the earth that day. Their bravery moved the entire country, our nation, including our president and the first lady, who are here to recognize those heroes with us today. Of course, hero is not a word these men would use to talk about themselves. Firefighters use three other words: honor, tradition, and courage. All three are ingrained in the soul of a firefighter and are the source of their heroic actions. Honor stands as a cornerstone for all that they do. Andrew Carnegie was not a firefighter, but I think his words describe them the best. No amount of ability is of the slightest worth without honor. Almost anyone can be trained to advance a hose line or raise a ladder. But putting others' lives before your own, that's the honor of firefighting. Tradition helps us to understand who we are. It is what united these 12 men to stand shoulder to shoulder against the flames, like firefighters have done for so many generations. That's the tradition of firefighting. And finally, courage. For no cause is as noble as saving another's life, and no sacrifice is greater than giving your own to do it. It is courage that allows someone to stand between a rapidly growing danger and another human being. That's what these men did, giving neighbors time to escape, knowing that they themselves may not. That's the courage of being a firefighter. Honor, tradition, and courage.
This mission is to lend you a hand to steady your footing, not just today, but tomorrow and all the years to come. We know that your journey ahead without these wonderful, brave men will not be easy. But we will be there by your side as you take each new and uncertain step. Today, we honor these 12 beloved individuals, and we will always honor their sacrifice that they have made. But remember this: come tomorrow, the next day, or anywhere from here on out, you are not alone, because the fire service family will be there for you. We are all here for you. Not only those you see here in this arena, but those who you can't see, who are at home in firehouses across our nation, across the world, watching this service.